now we can call the meeting to order at 5:12. Okay. So first item, business of the board, is the approval of the minutes from October 25th, 2023.
And confirming there is no public comment today?
That is, yes, thank you. Yeah, confirming there is no public comment.
So moved.
I'd like to move.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I have a couple of corrections to the minutes.
Oh.
I'm sorry. On page four, the first three items need to have added at the end of each of those paragraphs, all trustees voted yes, motion carried. Approval of the board meeting dates, approval of the library closing dates, and approving the purchase of a replacement security server. With those amendments, I will move the approval of the minutes.
Perfect. Thank you, Cindy. Jenny, second?
Second, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. Thank you. Okay, fiscal officer and finance committee report. Cindy and Will.
Yeah, finance committee met last week and reviewed the October financials. I'll have Will ask Will if he wants to walk you through those and anybody has any questions. We also did a deep dive, if you will, in the proposed 2024 budget. We had five trustees there, and I feel that we did a good job of asking a lot of questions and probing, and that committee anyway felt confident that this proposed budget reflects growth and net fiscal responsibility. Anne has drafted something that the committee asked her to, a little statement about how this is, and this is what Anne, and this would sort of be our public statement, if you will, about it. This budget allows for Rocky River Public Library to continue responsibly delivering its robust programs and services and shows a commitment to the talented staff who make all of that happen. It also looks to the future with plans to analyze and consider how our RPL will evolve as a community asset as it enters its next 100 years. Our RPL's fiscal responsibility in the past years has helped provide the funds needed to accomplish all of that in 2024. And it is my impression that that has been the approach of Will and the senior administration in drafting and preparing this budget. And I think the committee concluded that you achieved that goal. So at any rate, Will, I'll turn it over to you and Jessica for any detailed comments about either the October financials or the budget, and certainly any questions that anybody has and wants to raise.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I'm thinking we may want to go ahead and let's just talk about October finances and then move into budget discussions, if that's all right with everyone. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Cindy, for reading that on behalf of the trustees. I really appreciate that and the thought that's been put into this process as we enter this next fiscal year for us. So the October 2023 financials. Will, any additional comments?
Well, first and foremost, continuing our streak here of some changes, I noticed that this header of two of my statements say September. They are October numbers, so I apologize for that. No additional comments. I want to bring up that this year, we went through this same practice in 2022 for 2023's budget, which we budgeted a deficit in 2023, but we are projecting the end of the year with a surplus. Now, there's some reasons for that, and that's really an operating surplus. So the general fund itself, I'm projecting to have a deficit, but a big part of that is we moved $525,000 from the general fund to the capital fund. If we were to get rid of that, from an operation standpoint of the general fund, we'd actually have like a $450,000 surplus. So we performed well in every category against budget. We performed better in every category. So our expenditures were down versus budget, and our revenues in most of the categories were up against budget. Can't promise that that's going to happen every year, but in 2023, that's the way that it worked out, which is a good thing. Part of the reason that we've built, you know, some of the reserves we have to maintain this building, our capital fund has a a solid balance in it at this point. We're gonna redo that study, so we're gonna see kind of where those capital spends need to be made. And then the other big part of the October financials and the budget is the forecast that I put together based on some assumptions and where we're trending. I think we can see where we're trending. We have a new director. She needs more time than a month to get her feet wet to decide kind of the direction of the library and get a feel for our expenditures. And is there room to do anything? We don't know yet. Well, let's all take a breath and get a chance to see that first. I do think as a board, we need to really pay attention to this. We have been, but let's really, again, focus on this year. We talk about budget to actual every year. We want to really kind of focus on that at every meeting, because we're getting to the point of, if we're on the path we're on, we need to start having some further discussions.
No, thank you. Thank you, Will, for the comments. Duly noted. Duly noted, all of them. And I think, as we talked about in committee, these are all the things that they resonate still. I think everyone was in agreement that we hear you, and these are, you know, behind that and the decisions, what's been brought forward. So thank you. So just talking October financials before we move into the full budget discussions for 2024, may I have a motion to approve the October 2023 financial statements as amended to reflect October versus September? May I have a motion to approve?
So
thank you, Cindy.
And I'll second.
Thanks, Jenny. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. Thank you. And the gift report, the October 23 gift report is on page 15, a $5 contribution. Any questions or comments? Okay. May I have a motion to approve the October 23 gift report, please?
So moved.
Thanks, Dave. Second?
Second.
Thanks, Stacey. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. Thank you. Okay. All right. So as we are moving into that next phase and looking at the budget for 2024, are there any questions or comments before we talk about the resolution 07-2024?
I'm sorry, can I just ask, is there anything that we need to know about the purchase orders? Any information about the...
Yeah, I'm sorry, I wanted to bring that up. The total line refrigeration purchase order.
Right.
There's two of them on there listed for the same amount. They're a double. One of those will just be voided.
Okay.
And then the other purchase order
was
Demco
carts.
Demco, yeah. Okay.
So we replaced 8 shelving carts within circulation. So they've got a lot more expensive over the last 3 years.
This has everything.
Sorry, the duplication was something that I just...
Yeah, yeah. And I left it on there because it hadn't been voided yet, but it will be cleared out.
Perfect. Thank you.
I had a question about just the title of the resolution, Permanent Appropriation Resolution for 2023. Should that be 2024 at the top of that, even though it's a 07-23 resolution? Is it for 2024 in a sense? It's on page 20, the very top.
Mm-hmm.
First line.
That's a good question.
In the body of it, be it resolved, it does say...
It is for the 2024 calendar year.
Right.
It is a 20... The resolution number is a 2020... It's only... The resolution number is really irrelevant. I know it says 23, but that's an arbitrary number. We just create those numbers.
Well, no, the O.
No, I know. I know. I know what you're pointing out.
It's not arbitrary. It's the 7th resolution we've passed in 2023. But
right, but I'm stating like the 2024. This is for 2024. That number is whatever resolution number we're on in the 2023 year. So,
right, I would just get rid of them for 2023 at the top.
Yeah,
and just call it Permanent Appropriation Resolution number
07-23. Duly noted, that would have been great to have these notes earlier in the week.
I just noticed it right now. We were talking about dates and things, and I just noticed it.
Would have been helpful to have had this reviewed earlier, but thank you. So is everyone in agreement if we were to rename this the Permanent Appropriation Resolution, Resolution Number 07-23?
Okay. I have no objection.
Okay. Perfect.
And just for continuity, I'm looking at last year.
What last year said?
It said 23 last year.
It said 23 last year.
So then, yeah, should we change it to 2024?
Okay. So the resolution, Permanent Appropriation Resolution, Resolution Number 07-23. May I have a motion to approve, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Melissa. Second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Cindy. And this requires a roll call. Trent, do you mind doing the roll call for us?
I do not.
Thank you.
Ms. Fisher?
Yes.
Ms. Gay?
Yes.
Ms. Ginn?
Yes.
Ms. James?
Yes.
Mr. Sansoni?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Yes.
Ms. Stickney?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Resolution passes. Thank you. Okay. The next item on the agenda is the approval of Resolution 08-23 to transfer funds from the General Fund 101 to the Capital Fund 401. So any questions or comments on this one? Okay. I make a motion to approve this resolution. May I have a second?
Second.
Thanks, Stacy. Roll call.
Ms. Fisher?
Yes.
Ms. Gaynor?
Yes.
Ms. Ginn?
Yes.
Ms. James?
Yes.
Mr. Sansoni?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Yes.
Excuse me. Ms. Stickney?
Yes.
All right. Resolution passes. Thank you. Okay. So I think I want to just make sure I've got following the updated agenda here. So we are now on to the approval of the 2024 employee rates effective December 24, 2023. So may I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thanks, Jenny. And I can second. And this is another roll call.
Ms. Fisher?
Yes.
Ms. Gaynor?
Yes.
Ms. Ginn?
Yes.
Ms. James?
Yes.
Mr. Sansoni?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Yes.
Ms. Stickney?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, I think we are ready for the director's report.
Okay, great. I'm gonna start with the freight elevator. I think the entire board and the Buildings and Grounds Committee for sure are aware that the current motor is from 1971. And so we moved forward with ordering the parts for that. It has been acting up, and for safety reasons, we need to go ahead and get that project moving. So Davis and Newcomer came in at $34,128. And we have budgeted for these types of large repairs. So I emailed the board to relay the information, and we went ahead with doing the order as an emergency expenditure. So I think we need to move to approve that formally tonight.
Okay. So we need to approve the funds for the repair of the freight elevator by Davis and Newcomer?
Correct.
Okay. May I have a motion to approve the funds for Davis and Newcomer?
So moved.
Thank you, Stacey.
Second.
Okay, thanks, Jenny. Any, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, any opposed? Okay, motion passes, thank you.
Okay, next in my report, I wanna give a little more context. I think the board is aware, but we have been working with Connected HR to come in and audit our HR process and give us support. Now that Sherry Schuster has resigned we would like to keep them on board as we transition. And we are hoping to work with them. They are well vetted. They are professional, have over 10 years experience in their current model. And they, their employees are W-2 employees of Connected HR. They are director level human resources professionals. So we really are getting a high quality professional to come in and help us to improve our process and make sure that we're maintaining compliance in all of the HR functions as we are currently without an HR manager. Right now, we are going to have them coming in the current contract 2 days per week at the cost of $6,400 each month. We can cancel their service with 30 days notice. And I did have Mark Musson from the prosecutor's office look over the contract. He made some revisions that Connected HR was comfortable with. And that will really keep us moving forward in the best interest of the library. Again, they are very professional and confidentiality is key for them. So far, we've had 3 weeks of the audit, and Chris Ament has been working with our staff, and she's doing a fantastic job making sure that we are looking at all of our processes and kind of moving forward to improve those. So this particular contract, we see as being a transitional model for us over the next few months before we're able to bring this human resources piece back in-house. And so, you know, with that $6,400 per month, we would not exceed $72,000. We anticipate coming in much lower than that, probably about, you know, 6 months worth of transitional services from them. Anybody have questions on that? They've been a great resource so far, so we look forward to continuing the relationship.
Good. The HR contract, this is just for the fractional piece, or is it also for?
This is the fractional piece. Mm-hmm. The audit was a much lower cost item that we had moved forward with,
right.
And this is for, yeah, for fractional.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So we do need to make a motion to approve the Connected HR contract. Is there a dollar amount we need to put with this?
I had put not to exceed 72,000.
Okay.
Over 12 months.
Yeah, so that would be over the course of the year, but we don't anticipate, you know, utilizing the service for the full year.
All right, perfect. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the Connected HR contract not to exceed 72,000 over 12 months?
Yes, so moved.
All right, thank you. Second.
Second.
All right, thanks, Anne. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. Thank you.
Okay, next on my list, we talked about the new carts that we have purchased through DEMCO. So tonight, we have a few items for deaccession, which include those shelving carts, which were past their useful life. As well as a CD shelving unit that was no longer necessary. That format is decreasing in popularity. And so those are the few items that we have that we would like to formally deassess tonight.
Perfect. Any questions or comments? Okay. May I please have a motion to approve the items for deaccession?
So moved.
Thanks, Dave, and I'll second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Okay, here's your warm and fuzzy for tonight. One item we'd like to bring for accession is from a very grateful parent in the neighborhood that shared the library's impact on her daughter, who's a frequent visitor, Lucy, to the children's room. And she thanked the children's staff for their dedication. It's a piece of art that features Mr. Rogers, and it's done by a photographer who was well known with National Geographic as a contributor, Lynn Johnson. So the children's staff are going to enjoy this photograph in their workspace. And in the board packet, you can see the heartfelt thank you note from Lucy's mom. So we are looking to assess that tonight.
Oh, that's great. Any questions or comments? Thank
you
for that.
It's just charming. Especially with our marketing,
yeah.
Fred Fridays.
I know. It fits in perfect with the
Fred Fridays.
That's great. Great. May I have a motion to approve the items for a session?
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, Stacy and Jenny. Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Great, passes. Thank you. All right, personnel report.
So for the personnel report, you'll see it includes the resignation of Sherry Schuster, our HR manager. It also has an increase in hours for three of our veteran circulation assistants, Alice Haddad, Cynthia Suva, and Joanne Dunphy. A title adjustment for Krista Cart to administrative manager, and then the 2024 pay rates that are effective December 24th, 2023 for the coming year. So the compensation scale was discussed at the Personnel Committee and Finance Committee and is in line with our compensation philosophy.
Wonderful. Any questions or comments? Thank you. I know we've had a lot of great committee meetings this month, so I thank everyone. I think we've had some good discussions. So may I please have a motion to approve the personnel report?
So moved.
All right, thanks, Dave. Second?
Second.
Thanks, Sam. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Thank you. All right. So just a few quick items on for our president's report. I've got resolution 0923, appointing the fiscal officer and deputy fiscal officer. There is an amendment on this resolution that the fiscal officer be compensated with the annual salary as set forth in the library personnel report of December 13th, 2023, listing 2024 positions and compensation. That is an adjustment that was just made right before this meeting. So my apologies on the late notice on this one, but good call out that this was to make sure that we are consistent with what the personnel report and how it's listed in the board packet. So how that information is so consistent. So may I have, or any discussion?
I have one other, but you might want to make the same change on the 1, 2, 3, the fourth with that as well, which also
the deputy references.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Great. I'll make that update. So may I please have a motion to approve resolution 0923, appointing the fiscal officer and deputy fiscal officer for 2024 as amended.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Great. Jenny and Dave, we'll get you on the next one, Cindy. Thank you. All right. And since this is a resolution, it does require a roll call if you wouldn't mind, Trent.
Not at all. Ms. Fisher?
Yes.
Ms. Gaynor?
Yes.
Ms. Ginn?
Yes.
Ms. James?
Yes.
Mr. Sansoni?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Yes.
Ms. Stickney?
Yes. All right. Wonderful. Resolution 0923 passes. Thank you, everyone. All right, the last one is the proposed slate of officers for 2024. I know I've spoken with each of you about these. So proposing that I will be president one more year, Jenny will be our vice president one more year, and then Cindy will step in the role of secretary. I know, the end of an era, Dave. The end of an era.
I am so tired from writing.
I know. I think this will position us well as we look at, you know, sharing in some of the roles and responsibilities in our communication going forward. But, you know, thank you. So any questions or comments on this? Okay. May I please have a motion to approve the slate of officers for 2024? Cindy, you want to take this one?
Sure.
Can I get the last one?
So moved.
All right. May I have a second?
Second.
Thanks, Stacy. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, any opposed? Okay, motion passes. Thank you. All right, committee reports. Building and grounds, Melissa.
Sure, we just met and we talked about the resolution that was gonna appear before the board. We also talked about the mural, which if you walked by, you could see the green. It started today, I believe.
It's started today. I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of progress necessarily, but it did start today.
The one date that I believe the members of the committee put on their calendar that you may want to as well there is going to be a January 6th ribbon cutting ceremony for the new stairwell at, in the afternoon.
2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. So if you have the opportunity to join us in the stairway, that would be great.
The mayor is coming with giant scissors from the chain of commerce.
Giant scissors,
yes.
Ribbon cutting.
She must do this a lot.
That's her own giant scissors.
Okay. And that, those are sort of the two highlights. Otherwise, it was, you know, mostly business as usual. Is there anything to add to that, that you, those who were in attendance?
No, I think there was good discussion about, you know, to touch on what Will was saying too. I just kind of want to bring that in. The Building and Grounds Committee is very aware and on top of what we need to do for building assessments and making sure that we are in line with the assessments, what we had projected costs may be, and where we are for any building repairs or costs, and making sure that we're planning ahead, being planful about the costs, what to expect. So just, I really appreciate the work and the attention to detail on that with everyone.
Mm-hmm. We've got our next quarter meeting scheduled, which the date is not on the tip of my tongue, so unless somebody else remembers that, I know it's scheduled, but we don't.
It's not scheduled.
Yep, we have to schedule it.
And just a reminder, as we're doing committee reports right now, that any committee meetings in January will be the existing committees until we approve 2024 committees at the next board meeting at the end of January. Because I know I messed that up a little bit last year, I'll admit, so. So thank you, Melissa. Anything else?
No.
Thank you. Personnel report.
Personnel committee met yesterday, and we were updated on several personnel issues by Jessica during her director's report. We talked about the implementation of the fiscal officer review, which we'll be doing later on today, and you know, came to conclusions of how that's going to take place. That was basically the most of it. We discussed last month. I wasn't here last month. We discussed last month about our plan to do some sort of review with Jessica as 6 months into her term here. We'll be taking that up in January, discussing what that format might be, and we're meeting on January 8th.
Thanks, Dave. Before we move on to new business, any other comments or questions, personnel report, or anything else from the board packet?
Just thanks, as always, for the board reports. I read every word, and I love them so much. So,
thanks, Jenny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into these.
Yeah. Just briefly, I don't know whether any of you have noticed, but the CleveNet app has been down for several weeks.
Yes.
Peter and I have talked about it, and he can give us a brief explanation of why, because it's kind of above my head. But long and short of it is, Rob has prepared something to go out in the next email blast to our patrons. Also something to go on the website, because if folks are like me, I've been wondering what's wrong with my phone the last few weeks and why the CleveNet app wouldn't work. So we're going to get it cleared up with the patrons. Peter, do you want to briefly explain to everybody what's going on?
Yeah, sure. And I think Rob is going to do something on social media tonight. Is that right? Circe contracts with another company to make the app happen, kind of without notice. They had a falling out with each other, and the result was that the app became inoperable, and there is really no expectation that they will be able to recover that relationship. So Circe Dynex is working on their own app. They have talked about early January as a pilot time for that, but that is to be taken lightly. It remains to be seen whether they will be able to hit those deadlines. We're hopeful that CleveNet will figure out a solution for the app. I suspect that they're looking at other alternatives as well. It does affect the whole consortium because it's a single catalog, so we kind of have to go along with the ride on that. The public catalog is mobile friendly at the very least, so we are directing patrons to just normal website, public catalog. It does shrink down, it has a slightly different look. Almost everything that they were doing in the app, they can do on the public catalog in that way. So that's been a talking point from staff to patrons.
Thank you. And thank you for the discussion, everyone bringing that forefront.
And I know that, I wanted to also say that on top of this, that I know that Jill mentioned this, but thanks to everyone who had any part of the budget cycle. I know how hard it is, and I know that every single person in the library was affected and maybe asked questions, and I know that there was a lot that went into that. So thanks to everybody, and I'm grateful for the team that we have in place to make a budget, a successful budget to be put forward.
Thanks, Jenny.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stick with that gratitude. I just want to say thank you to all of you for your support, and just thank the staff for all the work that they've done. I've just been with them the last 2 months of the year, but it has been a really extraordinary year for the staff and programming. They've done a lot of meaningful work for the community, and I'm so looking forward to 2024 and getting a chance to work alongside of all of them. So thank you.
I appreciated the hotspot report, having used numerous hotspots over the past. My daughter's going, why can't they lower the age? Because you have to be 18. And I said, if they lowered the age, the adults would never get their hands on it. But anyway,
the hotspot's hiding under a 31.
They're only for those who are 18 and older, actually.
Yeah, it's so great to see how much use they get.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that much more use just within the past few years. So it's consistently going up.
I think the word's gotten out. I think people now know. Like, you've got to get yourself a library hotspot. Mm-hmm. I've been sharing it alone, so yeah.
Perfect. Thanks, everyone. Any new business? Okay. Our next item, we are going to move into executive session. So may I please have a motion to move into executive session to discuss the employment of a public employee?
So moved.
Okay, thanks.
Second.
Melissa, thank you. And may I please have a roll call? Thank you again, Trent.
Ms. Fisher?
Yes.
Ms. Gaynor?
Yes.
Ms. Ginn?
Yes.
Ms. James?
Yes.
Mr. Sansoni?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Yes.
Ms. Stickney?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, wonderful. So we will break for executive session if we need like a few minutes to just transition. Thank you, everyone.